to today's No Sweat News, the quiz on Friday for Guns N' Roses tickets. So let's get to it. It's brought to you by ExpressPros.com. Don't wait for a new job. Express Employment Pros, hiring for more than 35,000 jobs. ExpressPros.com. Now, Dateline, Massachusetts for story number one. Maybe you saw this over the weekend. People are asking questions after 56-year-old Michael Packard, who is a deep-sea diver, lobster fisherman.
Nice.
Claims he got swallowed by a whale and spit back out.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a time where you need a GoPro.
Seriously.
I would love to see that.
He says he was 45 feet down looking for lobster because he's a lobsterman. And for whatever reason, he dives for them instead of uses traps like everybody else. And he realized at one point something just swallowed him.
Everything went black. And all I could feel was just muscle and skin all around me. Did I just get bit by a shark? Or no, it's not a shark. I'm in a whale's mouth. And then all of a sudden, I saw light, white water everywhere. And all of a sudden, I was thrown from his mouth. He was shaking his head, trying to eject me out of his mouth.
Ah. And was this guy's name Jonah? Because I remember hearing about this story in Sunday school.
I don't know. People are asking questions. They say if you went from 45 feet down to the top of the water just like that, you'd be all dizzy with the bends and stuff. And this guy didn't have that. But then again, other people are saying, well, if he was a lobster fisherman and he dove every day, it could be he was used to coming up that quickly.
Jeez.
Oh, who the hell knows?
If this is true.
An amazing story.
This would be insane.
Yeah. Now, Dateline, Pennsylvania for story number two. A woman, 44-year-old Claudia Carrion, met up with a hitman she met on the internet last Thursday, and she agreed to pay him $4,000 for the hit on her soon-to-be dead hubby.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, geez.
But she didn't have the $4,000 on her at the time. She just had $100. And she asked the hitman, hey, can I give you $100 for 40 weeks? You know, we'll do an installment plan, and then you kill my husband.
Yeah.
And the hitman said yes.
Oh, what?
You know why? Because he was an undercover cop.
Oh. I was going to say, what kind of hitman takes payments?
Right.
What kind of hitman?
Right.
You know, I never saw Jimmy Two Times from Goodfellas be like, sure, we'll make seven installments.
Careful where you meet your hitmen.
Yeah, no, don't do murder for hire.
Yeah, now.
It never works out.
Dateline, Michigan for story number two. A woman got stuck in a folding chair while making a fetish video.
What now?
And had to be rescued.
Excuse me.
By the firefighters.
Finish Hello, everyone. Video. You might be wondering what I'm doing. For the last 30 minutes, I have been trying to get unstuck out of this metal chair.
You can see this video over at WRAT.com. Here's how she makes money. She films herself getting stuck in different ways, like she might get her knee wedged between two metal poles, part of a fence, and then she'll have to cut her jeans off and use some oil to get out of it.
Oh, yes. Oil.
She gets stuck in various positions.
Oh.
Some embarrassing, some not. And
look,
the people who like this sort of thing
are deranged.
Pay to watch it.
Yeah, because Palmer, I'm sure, paid to watch some things, too.
She's not even naked.
Listen,
anything at all.
Everyone does their own thing. But if you're watching stuck videos, people being stuck, oh, my God, are you demented?
I don't even think it's a demented thing.
Oh, I do.
I think it's just people get interested somehow in the
Demented people.
Idea of being stuck. Maybe they have claustrophobia themselves or something, and this is a way for them to relieve that. Oh, she's stuck. She's got to get free. And they have this emotional attachment. Anyway,
I don't know.
She gets stuck in this chair, and you can see the videos over at WRAT.com because she's inside a folding chair, and she ends up calling first responders who show up to free her.
God. This is crazy.
It's,
I mean, what the, what was?
It's not going to end it.
Yeah.
Anybody yet?
Yeah. First, they have these enormous wire cutters, and that doesn't do it.
Cutters?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Cutters?
Yeah, we're cutters. It's stuck in those.
So what, sorry about that. We blipped out because she cursed. I was not expecting that. What they are bringing in now is the literal jaws of life to free her from a folding chair because she was taping a fetish video after she got stuck in it.
I'm sorry, but she did this to herself.
Absolutely.
Now, she needs to unstuck. I'm not trying to be insensitive, but she needs to unstuck herself.
Completely freaky.
And also, God forbid, you know, there was a fire or something. You know, the firefighters are having to unstuck a woman who's making these stuck videos like a psychopath. And even bigger psychopaths are watching these things.
For $2 a minute.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Grandma's house is burning down on Mill Street.
I would like to think that if Grandma's house were burning down, these gentlemen would leave this woman's apartment really, really, really quickly.
What about Gilbert Grape? That whole movie was about that mom being stuck on the couch.
Seriously.
Do they watch that thing?
This is an odd one on today's No Sweat News. We'll catch you three more times tomorrow at 7:20 to gear you up for Guns N' Roses tickets.
You are.
Friday's No Sweat News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.